Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochen Message Series, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David and Orly Shimai, Lehilui Nishmas of Yo Chaim ben Harav Chaim Yitzchok and Oren ben Moshe, and it's a schus for Refuah Shleima for Gittel Bas Etel and Yosef Chaim ben Meir. This season, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, time in between, we have an opportunity to learn a lot about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's quite obvious that the more that we understand about Hashem and His ways, and the way He's involved with us, the way He's involved with His world, and the conduct, the hanhoga that He uses in taking care of this world, certainly gives us more of a basis to develop a sense of bitochon and trust in Him. I don't know if there's anything that can be more telling of Hashem's chesed, Hashem's rachamim, and Hashem's special yachas to the Klal Yisrael than the days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We could start with Rosh Hashanah. We start with Rosh Hashanah, this is the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar. Well, let's go even before that. The mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. The Sefer HaChinuch tells us that Rosh Hashanah is from the greatest of Hashem's chasodim, His acts of kindness. Because in reality, we should have been judged as we leave this world. Our life in this world will be judged, and then we'll proceed on and see what rewards we get, what we've earned. And yet Hashem knows that that's too much, too overwhelming. We won't survive such a process. So in His infinite kindness and mercy, He gave us each year the ability to start a new slate, to be able to succeed in this process, to be able to be judged favorably, to be able to do tshuva when the shortcomings and the averos are not insurmountable and so overwhelming as a lifetime collection. This in itself is of the greatest chasodim. Hashem, who wants to judge us only because mishpat is a chesed, and we earn what we get, we deserve what we get, and we can appreciate it without embarrassment, but gives us opportunities as Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, opportunity to be judged each year, and that's from His greatest of chasodim to make sure if we survive the process. But it doesn't stop there. He gives us a mitzvah. And the way the Sforim describe the mitzvah, the Derech Hashem, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, others, that He gives us an opportunity to arouse divine mercy. He gives us an opportunity, the Gemara says, to prevent the sotan from accusing. The accuser who would normally stand and accuse us as we're being judged on Rosh Hashanah, he's quiet, he can't say anything. And Hashem is able to turn the situation of judgment to a special situation of mercy, rachamim, because through the shofar, we remember Akidas Yitzchok, the great effort, the great schus of Avraham Avinu, and Yitzchok in the Akeda. We remember the Maimon Har Sinai when the Klal Yisrael said Na'aseh V'Nishma without asking any questions. And we through the schus of the Shofar, in a sense, we bypass the judgment system. It's almost as if the judge himself gives us a way to evade the judgment, you know? A legitimate, a legal way, a legal loophole, so to speak, to this shofar. Be me'ir rachamim. Be awakened, arouse the divine rachamim, arouse the memory of the giants of our past, whose schus can even serve for us. Again, another expression of Hashem's chesed. And in and on the day of it, in the process of judgment, giving us all types of eitzes and all types of tachbulos, means of getting around that judgment to succeed, all emanating from His infinite chesed and His infinite rachamim, that is infinite love and concern for each and every member of Klal Yisrael. Of course, it goes further. Give us a mitzvah of tshuva. Mitzvah of tshuva? Tshuva has the ability to eradicate any remnant of chet, of sin, of shortcoming that a person has if he does tshuva. And he lowered the bar on tshuva too. The Keser Reish of Chaim Yivaloshin tells us that Midina the Gemara, the Iker Hadin, the baseline of tshuva is the Gmiras Das, not to return to do the same foolish thing. I make up my mind. I'm Gmiras Das. I've concluded in my mind I'm not going to do it again. And that in itself is the concept of tshuva. And tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, removes all sin. Tshuva, Mesillas Yesharim tells us, is Akiras HaRotzim, Kakiras HaMaisa. When we uproot the desire to have sinned, it's as if we uproot the act itself. Again, the infinite and greatest of chasodim that Hashem does with us in order to assure that we have every opportunity and that he can, in the end of the day, at the end of the process, that we will come out zakai. We will come out ahead. We will come out winning this judgment that takes place. All of this bespeaks the love and the kindness, the chesed, the racham of the judge himself who is judging his world, Rosh Hashanah, and sealing the judgment on Yom Kippur. Gives us those 10 days. The judgment should be open, closed. No, Rosh Hashanah, no. 10 days to do tshuva. But he tells us that even after those 10 days, there's always the possibility of tshuva, tzila, utzfoka. Doing tshuva, prayer, tzila, and stoka, mavir nesra ha-gzera. Even if the gzera was signed and sealed, you always have the opportunity to uproot it with tshuva, tzila, and stoka. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't stop there. The Sforim tell us that even though a judgment was sealed on Yom Kippur, we have until Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Only on Rosh Hashanah Rabbah was it given over the petek, that's why they say, a good kittel, a piskatova petek, a note. The note is given over to the divine agents to be able to act upon them. And only on Shmini Atzeres, the next day, are they given the permission to actually execute and act upon these notes that represent the judgment that was taken on Yom Kippur. Again, gives us an opportunity, another opportunity, and another opportunity to even beyond the conclusion of Yom Kippur to hopefully prevent anything negative and only to win this judgment in a very, very positive and beneficial way. Now, when we take this, just a smattering of the issues that so clearly indicate the extent of Hashem's chesed and rachamim and love for Klal Yisrael, it can't help but to give us a sense of true bitochen. Look what he does. Yes, bitochen is bothered by the fact that maybe I don't deserve it. How can I rely on it to give it to me? Maybe I don't deserve it. Do you see what he does between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and through Hashanah Rabbah and Shmini Atzeres to assure that we can even get beyond what we deserve? That's what he is. It's chesed v'rachamim, mate klapi chesed, always turning and always looking for opportunities to do chesed. He created the world only for the purpose of chesed. And therefore, when we see this, and we see the excuse, you know, how can I be talking? I may not be worthy, shemagora machet, but look how Hashem overlooks worthiness. Look how he attempts to advise and to counsel and to give us, so to speak, tricks under the table, the shofar, and so forth, in order that we should come out ahead in this judgment. So of course I can rely on him. Of course I know that his commitment is to help, and he will do anything possible, despite the fact that I may not have earned this, that I may not deserve it. And that should be such an opportunity to strengthen that bitoch. Now we know that at a time like this, when we not deserve even after all of the loopholes and all of the advice and the shofar and the tshuva and all of the other opportunities that we have, we may in fact fall short. Very interestingly, after the gzeira on Yom Kippur is signed, before the actual permission is given to the divine agents to enact that gzeira, which the actual permission, it seems from the Sforim, is granted on Shmini Atzeres, we have a week, a few days of preparation for Yom Kippur, Dalet Minim, and the Sukkah, and so forth. And then we have a week of Simcha, a week of Bitochim, sitting in the sukkah. The sukkah reminds us of the midbar. The sukkah reminds us of the bitochen that we had in the midbar, lech techacharei b'midbar, and reminds us of the hashkocha protis and the anani hakovid, how Hashem took care of Klal Yisrael in the midbar. So once again, we get another opportunity, even after the din, to maintain that bitochen. And the schus of bitochen, we know, if a person has true bitochen on Hashem, then even if it was goram achet, and even if there was a gzeira against him, he has the power to overpower it. He has the ability to overpower it in the merit of his bitochen. And it gives us a yontif right after Yom Kippur to grow in bitochen, to relive, so to speak, the man yedu derasechi yibasukos and shavius pleyisrael, to relive the bitochen of the Dor HaMidbar, of the years of the Midbar. Just another opportunity to strengthen ourselves so that we should, in fact, come out ahead. I believe that this message can serve as a basis for enhanced and increased bitochen throughout the year. Because when we see the extent that Hashem goes to help us, even as he sits the mishpot, he's HaMelech HaMishpot, then that certainly can give us that sense of how much he's with us and how much we have the ability to rely on his infinite, infinite chesed and rachamim. The truth of the matter is that we counter, so to speak, this Melech HaMishpot with a statement that we make a few brachas before, and it sort of balances it out. We also say Hashem is HaMelech HaKodesh, and Kodesh refers to Hashem's being above and beyond, Mufrash, way above anything we can imagine. In what is he considered Kodesh? Vayigba Hashem Tzokes Vamishpot, Vakil HaKodesh Niktash, Bitzdoka. In his Nida of Tzoka is above and beyond Kodesh, 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 above, beyond, out, off the charts, beyond anything we can comprehend. What's the Midas HaTzedakah? The Goyim says, giving beyond what we deserve. When we say HaMelech HaMishpot, we focus on the fact that Hashem is judging the world. But before we even allow ourselves, before we're even allowed to say that, we say HaMelech HaKodesh. We know that Hashem is judging, he's the Melech, but he's Kodesh, constantly giving us beyond, more than we have earned, more than we deserve. And it's on this that we rely. Not only in the Yomim and the Royim, in the days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and until Shmini Atzeres and so forth, but this is what we rely on throughout the year. Hashem, in his infinite chesed, gave us so many opportunities to win, to grow, to change, to succeed, to get that which we so direly covet. And that can be a lesson for us, that he's always wanting to help us, and he's always the mated, and that is the purpose for which he created the world. And the inspiration that we can gain from the Yom HaRoim should be able to carry us through the year, that we should realize that Hashem is on our side. It says, V'imruchi gviosi Hashem liv lo yiro. My taking care of my spirit, taking care of my physical needs, Hashem liv lo yiro. Hashem is with me. I have nothing to be afraid of. Wish everyone a Gmar Sima Tevo, which be zeicha to a year of every broch of our shlocha, and Hashem should be Mimale Kol Mishalif Libeinu L'Teva with Refuos and Yeshuos and Nachas and Kol Tuv Lonu L'Chol Yisrael. Next week we'll be Maseh Yom Kippur. We will not have a session. The following week, Chol HaMoed, we'll pick up on the Wednesday after Simchas Torah, which I believe is October 26th. Wishing everyone a Gmar Sima Teva, a good Gemensh Yor, and a good Yontes, and may we all be Zeche to draw from these Yomim Tevim infinite insights and emotions that allow us to feel true trust in Hashem. And in that schus, may we be zeicher that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should fulfill all of our heart's desires.